7 o'clock, and is there a doctor in the house? It sounds like I need one. Huh? luckily, our doctor of homeopathic medicine, Dr. Yeah. Bruce Thompson, is here because on a Friday, he yeah. generally is in Ballito with a practice down in the Ballito village at the Thrive Pharmacy. Luckily for us, he stops off here first and dispenses a little bit of love.
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm not sure about anything else, just a bit of love.
A little love.
Morning, King. Morning, Dave. Nice to see you guys again.
And today we're going to be talking about diagnostics or at research.
Research, yeah. Wow. You know, as you were reading the news there and talking about all the accolades South Africa gets, I was just thinking, well, you know, actually in terms of homeopathic research, South Africa is leading the world. We have a world leading group of research supervisors here. I'm happy to say I'm part of that. And there's few places in the world where homeopathic research is done to the degree and to the standards that we do in South Africa. Any research we do here has to pass extremely rigorous entry barriers set by the Department of Health and by the SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, and the ethics bodies, etc. And we do that pretty successfully. And yeah, I think it might be interesting for people out there to know that homeopathic research does exist. You know, it's often assumed that homeopathy is a bit of quackery and, you know, we just make things up and hope for the best. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
A lot of medicine, though, does work better if the patient believes that the treatment is going to, because of the placebo effect. Placebo I'm not effect. Suggesting that homeopathy is in that same category, but certainly I think any protocol yeah. tends to work better if you believe yeah. it. Eh?
No, 100%. And medicine understands that just as well as homeopathy. Homeopaths understand that the placebo effect is very real. It's very powerful, and it's. I think my brother who's a medical doctor told me when I was first getting into this that medical doctors understood that 70-80% of the effect of most of the medicines they gave was placebo.
Yeah. Wow. I've heard that from numerous sources. Yeah. Sure. And sure, there's nothing wrong with that because ultimately the body heals itself anyway.
Yeah. I think. Well, there we're getting into it, aren't we? I mean, it really is about the body doing the work and us finding ways to get the body to do the work. Okay. And so it might be interesting for people to understand how we do homeopathic research, how we find out what the properties of a particular substance are. And it's quite different. It's quite different to normal pharmaceutical drug trials. When it comes to homeopathic medicine, we use healthy subjects, and they have to be healthy. They have to be healthy and not on any other medications and not planning to do have any procedures done, etc., that they're not on contraceptives, for example, with women. Oh. They're not planning to fall pregnant and so on. We want healthy people because we want to find out what our substances, what symptoms those substances create in healthy people. And we do that in a very rigorous and very systematic way. And we use a cohort that's big enough to give us relevant information. And we do these in multiple sites as well. And it's so diametrically opposite to how pharmaceuticals are tested. So it's all about safety. It's all about, you know, really big approaching the issue in the gentlest and most respectful way possible, just like we treat our patients. And it is fascinating that this is a process that has been enacted and refined over the last 200 years. Homeopathic, what we call provings, so provings from the German Prüfung, which is trial. So this is a way that we discover the medicinal properties of any particular substance. So if you want me to get into the details of how we do that, I can.
And you, when you talk about any particular substance, I mean, homeopathy engages a wide range of what one might look at askance in many instances as curatives. For example, if you look at some of the homeopathic preparations, you'll find that they're using diseases.
Oh yeah,
I mean, and that's quite shocking to the layman.
Yeah,
that it
shouldn't be, because I mean, what is a vaccine? A vaccine is a disease, right?
I read somewhere that someone was getting like I don't know, something from a syphilis.
Yes, yeah, syphilis, gonorrhea.
What?
But we use snake poisons. We snake venoms.
That's why I say to the average consumer, looking at reading the label may not be your best.
Okay, but understand the safety of these products is that we don't concentrate our products, we dilute them, so we start to see the healing benefits of elements of products when you've diluted beyond Avogadro's number. So we've diluted to the in decimal or centesimal dilutions, like one part of the original substance mixed with 99 parts of water alcohol, and you do that serially 6, 7, 8 times. There's nothing left of the original substance there. All you have left is the electromagnetic signature of that substance. Mm. You've got the shape that is maintained in the memory of the water that carries the remedy, carries that information.
So homeopathy
is all about information. It's about electromagnetic information that is transmitted through water.
Fascinating.
Very, very gentle. So with homeopathic drug provings, drug trials, we're using a potency of 30 CH, which is 30 times, 30 steps of a centesimal dilution. So there's absolutely nothing left of that, whatever it is, mercury or, some tissue element, like a piece of the heart, of a piece of brain, or whatever it is. There's nothing left of it. It's just the electromagnetic signature.
The watermark.
Yeah. And that's what we start to see. We start to see the healing benefits coming once the dilution goes beyond a certain
And a this certain is because point. The body is how much percent water?
Well, it's water and it's electromagnetic.
Yeah.
So it's and that's what differentiates homeopathy really from orthodox medicine, is that we're using the electromagnetics. It's physics, it's not chemistry.
Peculiar. Okay. I mean, it's when I say peculiar, strange to contemplate, but clearly.
But if I can get back to the point of this discussion, which is that we do these drug trials, we do these trials on these substances, and we show consistent reproducibility and consistent effect over different individuals over time. So substances that were originally proven, for example, back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, we can do those same trials today, test those same substances, and get the same results.
Very, very interesting.
So reproducibility, very important.
Mm. And clearly, when one has a choice to make in terms of how am I going to treat my particular ailment, one needs to understand, and this is the point of these conversations, to deepen the understanding of what homeopathy is as a medical alternative to the convention of simply going the standard route. Because nothing wrong with that if that's what floats your boat, but generally speaking, there might be a better way for the condition that's presenting.
Yeah,
and I've always thought this something about the Hippocratic Oath that sometimes, well, I think we kind of ignore. There's not that initial caveat there, first do no harm. Mm. And you look at modern medicine, and often you're getting a result, but there's a lot of harm being done in the chain, if you like, of side effect. Because you look at some of these pills and potions, you read the documentation, side effects, my word.
Well, these are potent substances that are generally being applied to people, and you can't mitigate so easily the impact of them, unfortunately. But it's not to say that there isn't great benefit there. Of course there's great potential benefit, but when wisely applied, when carefully applied. So, you know, part of my reason for having this discussion today is to let people know that there is a new drug trial starting very soon, in fact, starting now. And if anyone is interested in taking part and they're healthy and they're between 18 and 60 and not on any chronic medication and not planning to fall pregnant or to have any major medical procedures, then they're welcome to call me. And we can try and see if they can fit into the trial. It's a fascinating experience.
Wow.
Being part of a homeopathic proving, where you really have to. It's really good if you're a good observer of your symptoms. You keep a diary of your symptoms, your physical symptoms, sensations, dreams, etc. All the things that happen to you during the wow. To the trial. And then we collate all that information and put it together as to create a remedy picture for that substance.
So, how do dreams come into the picture?
Well, because you know, homeopathy is never just interested in your physical symptoms. It's also your mental and emotional, yeah. mental, emotional, spiritual state.
Okay.
So that's always important, and it's valid for our choice of remedies and choice of treatment.
Okay.
We look at the person as a whole.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, what kind of a cough have you got?
Very interesting.
See, and there's lots of holes in the world. Hey, just try moving back to this trial. How would one engage with you if there is anyone listening that would like to?
So they call me. They send a WhatsApp to 083-7899-328.
See, that was the cue, so that we can put this up as a podcast and you don't have to write it down in the traffic because it's not so easy, or even try and remember, because we know attention span of a gnat. That's the norm. You can find it on our podcast platform, easy as the morning show. You'll find Dr. Bruce Thompson in consultation on that podcast, and the information is there for you to use if you'd like to be part of the trial. Conversely, if you'd like to have a consultation, you'll find him on the other end of that line just as equally. Thank you so much for joining us
pleasure.
This morning on a Friday.
Absolute pleasure.
And now you're off to go and
yep.
cure the lame.
Well, try my best. Try my best. Thank you.
Raise the dead, baby. Do that and I'm your man. Dr. Bruce Thompson, our very special guest on a Friday morning, and the morning show continues.